Wayne, just hope there's no blood in the women's match.
Oh.
And we're going to tweet that.
Welcome to the WrestleCast, episode number 52, right, Katie?
Yep.
Yeah.
One year.
Only
one
baby. Yeah.
Year old.
Hell yeah. We got DRG is here.
Woo! 1 year, baby.
We got Ant as drunk as here. This may turn into a non-episode.
No, I'm just trying to congratulate you on 1 year.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
That's a big thing. That's a big thing.
Not that big of a deal. Wayne is here. What up, Wayne?
I'm good as ever.
DRG.
Hi, guys.
Katie, the first lady with the deuces up in the picture.
Howdy.
Howdy. And we got Biohazard.
Hello.
And, of course, Ant is here, as always.
Yes, sir.
Heavy Set's going to be joining us later. We're going to do Keep Toss or Improve. We're going to skip what's on, and in place of that, we're going to do a WrestleMania, hopefully by the, a WrestleMania memory, hopefully by the time Heavy gets here. We have an NXT arrival revival or a rivals turn into rivals. What they're
the
calling
show's
me,
better
right?
than the names.
Yeah, thank you. And then we're gonna do Wayne's water cooler comments from the net, best of the week, and free chat if we get to it. So Wayne, keep toss or improve, my friend.
Oh, I've really not thought about any of this, so this is off the hip. I'm going to go just the sheer fact that there was pictures of Sting on Raw. I'm sort of tired. I'm going to go improve.
That was a cricket. That was crickets, by the way. That was crickets. That was your improve? What was your improve about that?
I loved it because it was Sting, but it was a bit cringe when you had the bloke with the wig that was falling off coming into the ring.
Let's see later.
What, Katie?
That was Heath Slater, actually.
Really?
There you go.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I thought it was dead.
They actually give him a job after he's been cleared.
Has he been cleared, has he?
Evidently, yep. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
The charges were dropped, yeah.
All right, Wayne, what's your keep or toss?
Keep the Dusty Dust feud. And it's great because Dusty Rhodes is actually going to be on Raw next week, confirmed. So that's going to be the story moving on.
There you go. I would agree with that. Anybody else want to jump in on that?
Baby.
Yeah, baby.
I'm excited to see Stardust and build more of his character. Yeah.
I loved it when he said, this is Dustin talking to you, Cody. That really made it for me, that segment.
I'm pretty convinced that Cody Rhodes is one of the best actors of our generation.
Really?
Do you see
Dusty fitting into a WrestleMania program?
No, not Dusty at all.
I mean, do you see Dusty in a WrestleMania program between a retirement match between Cody and Goldstar?
Goldust and Cody.
Let's say they have their retirement match at WrestleMania.
Do you see special guest ref, but you can't imagine him getting down and
I can't see referee, but do you see him being involved in one way or another?
Well, if he's going to be on Raw, then yes. Yeah.
Exactly. So you got a sense that match is coming.
Oh, it's coming. Oh, yeah, yeah. It's definitely. Yeah, yeah. Katie's right. It has to. It has to come. They have to expand that Stardust character.
At WrestleMania or Fastlane, because you got Miz and Mizdow, which is a very similar feud.
No, exactly. WrestleMania. Right. That is a match for WrestleMania.
That's been talked about for the last couple of years.
So then you wouldn't have the Miz and Mizdow then. You'd have that at Fastlane because they're very similar. I can't imagine they're both being at Mania.
Why not? Okay. Why not? They had four tag teams at fucking Royal Rumble.
Yeah, but you've got such a construed sort of tight sort of element of WrestleMania that you just can't fit it all in. So if you had to go for one, what would you go for, Van? Would you
Dusty's
go for the Mizdow feud or would
Dusty's
you go for
Dust.
The Rhodes feud?
Rhodes feud.
You'd go Rhodes.
Yeah.
Kate?
Yeah, I'd go with the Rhodes feud too.
Go Rhodes. Wayne?
I'd like to see the Rhodes feud because of family and everything. That's officially the end of Goldust's contract, so that would really be a nice... The hotter feud that makes more sense for ticket sales is Miz and Mizdow is the hotter one.
I disagree.
Yeah, I was going to say it's going to be Miz and Mizdow because...
You'll go Miz and Mizdow. Okay.
Mizdow gets more of a pop than Cody or Dustin ever has gotten in the last at least a year or so.
Okay. DRG, what's your thoughts on that?
I honestly think that it's one of those cases where they got screwed out of waiting for so long. Had they done this last year, Goldust and Cody would have been perfect timing, but now they're stuck to where it lasted too long, and they're caught in a catch-22. Which do you put, Miz or Miz Dow or Goldust versus Stardust? Go ahead.
I would actually disagree with that. I think last year they would have been lost in the shuffle. I think this year is a great time to do it. They're not tag team champions. They've gone a whole year being tag team partners / champions. Mm-hmm. They've gone through a lot together, and now they're finally. I think this is the perfect time to do it. Honestly, I don't see Miz and Mizdow breaking up right now. I really don't. Right. I don't see him doing it at WrestleMania either.
What I'm saying is that had they done this whole buildup last year and had, say, Dustin turn to go with the Authority when the Authority was picking on Cody, it would have fit in. Had they waited on Mizdow to start what they're doing now and then move forward to next year. But the fact is both stories are paralleling and coming to this head, so now you're having to choose between the two. I'm not saying that one would have been better last year than the other. I'm saying that the stories are too close in time.
Yeah, I agree with that. Heavy set.
I would much rather have Miz and Miz now right now.
Really?
Okay.
That's what I said.
All right. DRG, keep tossing improve.
I'm going to go with improving lockdown on the whole. It was a letdown.
Lockdown was a letdown.
Because I'm so used to this being a 3-hour pay-per-view, none of those matches had time to breathe. Like even the Lethal Lockdown match, while it was great and they had some awesome spots, I mean, Austin Aries, Low-Key, Kenny King, all looked like stars in it. But the fact that they had to rush through all of these matches and then even include that great promo from freaking MVP where he talked about Kurt Angle's knee being held together by glue, scotch tape, and bubblegum. They rushed everything, and it came across so much on your television screen. It felt like Impact's themed version of Lockdown, which just kind of felt like a regular Impact.
Okay. Bio.
Yeah, I would have to agree, and that's actually going to lead into my improve, too. It's just Impact the last 2 or 3 weeks. You can't cram 8 or 9 matches in 2 hours. It's just it's impossible to do it. Everything feels rushed and cramped together, and makes it sometimes hard to follow.
Patience.
I think that if they would give those specials like No Surrender or Lockdown or whatever Impact specials that they want to air on the thing, give them a 3-hour platform instead of showing Unlocked right before it, it would give them more time to play with. They don't have to put 8 or 9 matches every week, but building up to a big event or a big payoff, 3 hours would be nice to have.
They have patience, but there's a difference between patience and cramming 15 matches in a 2-hour span.
No. What I meant about patience is patience to what I've seen.
Yeah.
Okay. I get that, you know spoilers, buddy.
It was a good show. Yeah. It's just when you cram 8 matches into 2 hours.
I completely agree with that.
It was still good. I was zoning in and out because of lack of sleep, but from what I remember, it was a pretty good show.
Right. So
Spud and Mandrews versus Tyrus actually turned out to be one of the best matches of the night. And Andrews took a turnbuckle shot from an exploder suplex that looked like it about broke his neck. And he got up and kept going 110 miles per hour. It was awesome.
So if you're going to improve that, what are you going to keep or toss?
I'm going to keep Angelico versus Son of Havoc from this week's Lucha Underground. Mm-hmm. Matt Cross and that kid from South Africa had a great match.
That kid from South Africa.
Well, that's where he is. Angelico's from South Africa. He's got a big name in AAA. But most people in the States won't know who he is. I don't know his actual name, but they put on a great match this week on Lucha Underground.
Sweet. I really
I thought he'd been signed by WWE.
Who?
The South African guy.
One that I know of. I know that he's been in AAA off and on for I think a year and a half now. But he plays a really good role. If you get a chance, go find that specific match. Lucha Underground this week was really good, but that specific match, just Matt Cross is amazing to watch in the ring. Dude is awesome.
Yeah. All right. Katie, the First Lady, keep tossing improve.
Well, let me just get this out of the way because this is screaming for jokes. Improve Seth Rollins' relationship with the ladies.
He doesn't need to improve anything. He's just fine.
He needs a dick transplant.
You heard his new what his new finishing maneuver is now, right?
Yeah, it's a small package. Driver.
Small package.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Said that.
But if he's
I've been
banging
saying it all day. Today.
Yeah, he's been saying it all day. Trust me, all fucking day he's been saying it. But if he's banging that girl, Zathora, is that what they're calling her?
Zahara.
Well, everyone's spelling her name different, so I don't know what to call her. So is it Zahara?
Xena, warrior princess.
I thought it was call her Zahara.
Zool.
Zool. Katie says Zool. Aunt and Bio saying Zahara. I don't know.
It's Zoltan.
Zahara.
Something with a Zahara. Z in it. Anyway, something with a Z and something with definitely with a V, because that chick is
like,
fucking fine.
No, it's like Sahara, only with a Z instead of Sahara.
That chick is gorgeous. And now, I don't know does anybody know what his fiance looks like?
Probably good looking as well.
Former fiance, I guess I have to say. Nobody?
I think I saw a picture. I mean, she's nice looking, but I don't know.
Katie swings both ways.
Not a Zahora, mm-hmm. Katie?
I think her name is Layla or something. I have no idea.
I think it's like Lindsay.
Lindsay?
Yeah, I think it's Lauren.
It's a pretty big. It's a pretty
start. I think it's John.
I think it
was Paul Levesque.
I think it's I cheated on your ass.
You know the good news coming out of this, though, is we never have to worry about somebody wanting to know the size of Seth Rollins' dick like they do Batista's.
I'm with Biohazard. I never looked at it. I only saw the fucking censored version, so I'm glad I never saw it.
I'm bullshit right now. You don't need to look at it to know. With all the small package jokes, it's kind of
small. And what are you gonna do?
I show it to Claire. She says that he's money in the bank isn't actually that small.
Yeah, but that's comparing.
That's comparing
it to Wayne,
you,
so,
Wayne.
You know,
that's what I'm just saying.
Shane gives it half a cucumber.
Oh, poor Seth Rollins. It's only half a cucumber.
Dude, with abs like that, all she's got to do is rub him down on
it. I just want to say, everybody out there with the WrestleCast world, this is what Katie brought up. I'm just mentioning, this is what Katie brought up.
Oh,
in the,
Katie.
I just want to say that.
When are we going to...
Katie, what do you want to toss or improve?
She want to toss and...
Oh, I'd love that.
Well, I that was my improved Seth
Rollins.
Oh,
sorry, like, sorry. What do you want to keep?
Kate May.
Or toss.
My keep is I like the storyline progression from Raw. I mean, I like the dynamic with Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan, the Golden Stardust storyline, and the Tyson Kidd, Cesaro, and Uso storyline. Those are my three favorites right now.
That Tyson Kidd, Uso, Cesaro is great.
Mm-hmm. Those are my three favorites. The stories on them have been really good.
And Natty's looking better and better each week, heavy set.
No, she's an uggo and she's fat, according to the other.
By the way, has she lost like a shit ton of weight or something?
She looks a lot leaner.
She does.
I've always thought she's always looked like that. She's always been fairly fit, but I think she's kind of like she got a little bit of her broadness from her father.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So she looks bigger than what she actually is.
All right. I'll say from a perv's point of view. Her body is actually no different. She's obviously recently got shorter hair, but it's not that. She's actually gone for a different look. She's wearing a lot more dresses and stuff than when she was wearing old trousers.
But it's the Wayne, it's the face. She doesn't have those cheeks anymore.
It's not. It's the hairstyle. She started doing her hair different.
I think
she's wearing a lot more dresses.
Her clothes are different, too.
I know her clothes are different. Aunt, what are you saying?
She looks weird to me. She looks like a bird.
Oh, fuck off!
She has got a beak nose.
She's got a beak nose. And I said to Spanish Announce Table this week, I said, she's got a beak nose. And she looks like she's a bird of prey. # awkward.
Yeah, you also mentioned me in that tweet, fucker.
I did.
All right. I did
apologize to you.
All right, Ant. Keep toss or improve, Ant.
I've got to keep TNA just for the fact that me and Wayne went there.
I was about to say you went live.
I don't care.
Wrap it up.
Even the fact that Wayne shat himself the whole way through that. And it stunk.
I said, Wayne, did you just shit yourself? Yeah, I did myself. Like 28 feet. Not only that, the best part of the night, we were all doing chants.
Oh, and no, Wayne's... you're not.
I'm doing it, Wayne. I'm sorry. And the whole crowd started going a bit quiet. And Bram came out. And Wayne just randomly said, Bram likes ham. Bram likes ham.
What the fuck?
Yeah, exactly. Literally, the whole of the arena, 10,000 people, just went fucking quiet, looking at Wayne like he was a fucking idiot. So that's my keep. That's my keep. Wayne getting mucked off.
I would keep that too.
The very next TNA event that I go to, the next TNA event that I go to,
Bram likes ham.
I am taking a sign that says Bram likes ham, and then putting a quotation.
Hashtag Wayne is a baker, or hashtag Wayne is unemployed.
Oh, that was so funny.
I so hope that it actually makes the TV tapings.
What's your toss or improving?
This might be a bit harsh, but I'm going to toss Eric Rowan. I'm actually a little bit done now on this guy.
Fuck off!
No, just because he's ginger. Don't be over on the fella rangers. I'm just saying. I think I'm done. I've given him a chance.
We didn't even see that much of him this week.
I know I haven't seen much of him this week, but I've got to go on past weeks because you know.
Okay.
Other shows, constraints. You know, I've got. You know.
All right.
So it's a periodic thing for me, and I that's my toss this week.
All right. Biohazard, keep toss or improve.
I'm going to start off with my improve, going back to DRG's point with the TNA feeling cramped. I think with the wrestling product, with the number one and number two company, WWE TNA, it's like WWE has a lot of promo time, but they have a 3-hour bracket, and then TNA wants to put a lot of wrestling. There needs to be a medium going on. It's just you can't have a 3-hour show and 2 hours worth of promos, and you can't have a 2-hour show with a bunch of 5-10 minute matches in the show. There needs to be some medium in there.
I like the way that they did it the week before, where they put the importance on the Bram and Magnus vignettes and let those two be the big things that they pushed across. And then the rest of it was just quality wrestling with them telling stories on the in-between. Mm-hmm. When they do it like that and have that as a setup, they excel because that's their strongest selling point is the wrestling. Most of them aren't really good actors. But whenever you take the time to do the backstage vignettes with them and give them, you know, 4 or 5 different takes to go over and over to nail it, they come across a lot better. So if they would stack it to where the matches get, say, 10 minutes and you do 4 matches or 5 matches per show and then have backstage vignettes or those little candy camera moments for them, then it would work so much better. But right now, like you said, on this last week for Impact or for Lockdown, they just tried to do way too much in not enough space.
Okay, so what about, why? I don't understand why they can't be more like... I'm going to get shit for this. Why can't both of them be more like NXT? Like NXT, you get the best of both worlds. You get promos you get awesome wrestling and you get promos. Then you get awesome wrestling. Then you get, I mean, it's literally,
to fire back against that, it's NXT. If you watch their storylines, they play every other week. Mm-hmm. There's never only the world title is the continuing trend or the NXT title. Outside of that, it's every other week. Baron Corbin versus X is every other show. The tag titles are every other show.
I understand that. I know I'm going to see the tag titles every other show, and I know I'm going to see
two other points as well.
I'm going to throw out this 2 words: smaller roster.
Yeah, that's a good point. Evan.
Smaller programming. It's 1 hour.
Yeah, no, exactly. I know that too.
And also,
I know that too.
You don't have sponsors or anyone to please. It's literally a developmental program. If something don't work, you just don't do it again. You have got no one to answer to with NXT.
You. All right, I got you. I got you guys. I got both of you.
And speaking of short, hey Wayne, what's up?
All right, Bio.
Everything for me. Wait. That's the problem.
Bio talk.
Just fucking come back at him. Why do you take it all the time? Fucking hit him back with a fucking fat ginger trucker one. Go on, go.
I thought you liked that he took it all the time.
I do find it ironic that Wayne's friend is named Ant, and because he's normally the size of one.
All right, Biohazard.
Really?
Toss
I'm
or
fucking taller than you, you fat fuck.
Toss or improve. God damn it.
No, you're not. You're like 5'2".
No, I'm not.
Oh, sorry, 5'7", my bad.
No, keep
Toss
going.
Or
keep
improve. Going. Shut the fuck up. Toss or improve.
Sorry.
Size doesn't matter.
Exactly.
It's always my segment.
I don't know what the fuck it is always with your segment. Toss or improve. Motherfucking Biohazard.
Well, the wrestling within the two companies, that was my improve. The keep, I went back and watched NXT of last week to set up for NXT Rival, the special.
Yep.
Just the storylines building into it. Bull Dempsey versus Baron Corbin 3. Just the little subtle, oh, he threw him into a turnbuckle. And Bull Dempsey was like, you might have won the first two, but I'm going to win the third one. I like Bull Dempsey, the character. I don't care what anybody says. You can all fuck off.
He does. He talks about Bull Dempsey every day.
Can you? Right, okay, because I hate him. So could you elaborate why you like him?
You hate Bull Dempsey? Do you really hate Bull Dempsey?
I proper dislike the character and the man.
Too. Yeah, I do.
So if you could elaborate, Biohazard, it would be
like
awesome.
Guys like Bam Bam Bigelow, Vader, you know, the big guy that's also agile in the ring. Even Rusev, and I don't like the character, but that's because I'm American.
But all I'll say is Bam Bam Bigelow or Vader didn't shove Baron Corbin and run away into the crowd like a little punk bitch.
Yeah, but do you see that as him being smart and getting away from the conflict?
He looked like a little girl.
That's what a heel
they
does.
They didn't even show it on that, and they didn't even show it on camera. They show him throwing him into the pole and backing up, and then the camera.
Not that I meant the original time when the original building of the feud, like weeks and weeks ago. Remember that Baron Corbin walking up the aisle and Dempsey was in the crowd.
This is the thing that I think Ant and I have a problem with Bold is the fact that he's just kind of fat. He's just kind of rotund.
He's fat.
No, that's Hold not on. My issue with him. I just don't. I don't see him as a character, and I don't see how over he is with me. He's just not over with me, and that's just a personal preference.
He's fat.
Hold on. Before we go any further, Baron Corbin is not that slender.
I agree.
In his midsection.
I'm not. Hey, DOG.
Wow. Are we fucking on a menstrual cycle?
I know.
Are we actually
real.
Talking about how fat guys are?
Thank you.
Really?
I'm not disagreeing with anything you just said, DOG. Absolutely.
Saying? Thank you. You were the one that brought up the fact that Bull Dempsey's
Jesus
fat.
Christ.
No, I didn't.
I know, that's what I'm saying. Vamp said thank you, as in he did not imply that he started the conversation.
Shut the fuck up. Shut up. I'm going to fucking kick both of you off this fucking call in 1 second.
Why are you kicking me off? I'm agreeing
with
you.
Shut up. Shut up.
Fucking retard.
I talked out of turn, and I think that fucking Bull Dempsey is a fat, lazy cunt, okay? And if you want to talk about Bull Dempsey, you have 2 seconds. Fucking talk about Bull Dempsey, and then I'm going to let Bio finish his fucking keep toss or improve.
Have I got 2 seconds?
Yes, fucking talk!
All right, 2 seconds. Not over with me personally.
There you go. Biohazard, why do you like him so much?
I like the Wrecking Ball style character. He needs improvement. Everybody needs improvement. Baron Corbin is just going out there kicking nobody's asses. You don't know who these guys are, and he's just up end of days in 30 seconds. Big deal. Next week, let's move on.
But have we seen anything else from Bull? I mean, really, it's the same thing, except he doesn't have a cool finisher.
We've seen him jump several times.
Wait a minute, why do you like Baron Corbin so much?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just an it factor for me.
See? You just answered your question for him. You don't even know why you like your own wrestler.
Heavy, calm down. I'm not saying I'm not being a hypocrite.
I think I know.
I could totally be a hypocrite here. Mm-hmm. But I'm just 100%. I'm saying I don't see a badass. Fuck, I see a badass from Baron Corbin. I don't see a badass from Bull Dempsey. I see a fat, lazy guy that doesn't want to eat salad.
I don't like either, and I think their two matches have been a failure, and their next one's going to be a failure as well.
I would agree with Wayne on this one. Both of those matches have been a failure.
Well, Biohazard, do you see Bull Dempsey as a badass?
Yes.
Why?
It's the same way with, like, you see Baron Corbin as badass. It's
personal.
He speaks to me because I like that style character.
Okay.
Just going out there whooping somebody's ass and being that brawler character. I like the brawler character.
Can I say something right quick?
Yeah, go ahead, Deirdre.
Okay. Anybody here know who Dave Mastiff is?
Yep.
Seeing as that we have two
friends. There's a funny story about that.
Yes, there is a funny story about that. Because, okay. Fam, do you know that Wayne walked square past Dave Mastiff and didn't know who the fuck he was until I pointed that out to him?
I don't know who that is.
Well, he's
yeah, but the thing was, he was actually wearing wrestling attire.
He was wearing the suplex attire.
He was walking through Wembley Arena, half naked, and Wayne was like, "Who's he?"
At least
I
you just go-
said he's a brave crowd member, isn't he?
Wayne, at least you just go up and just say, "Hey, can I get a picture?" Obviously, he's in the fucking ring at some point. He's wearing fucking knee pads and a.
The reason why I bring up Dave Mastiff is because he is one of those that has the same body type as Bull Dempsey. The reason why they are considered badasses is because if you watch Dave Mastiff, he does top rope maneuver, moonsaults, crazy little spots that are uncanny for somebody that big to be doing something that agile.
Okay.
The fact that they're able to do those types of things is what gives them that badass credibility.
And
with Bull Dempsey, the reason why I like him better than, say, a Baron Corbin is I have seen more character from him talking and his abilities to project emotion based upon his words, more so than what I've seen out of Baron Corbin.
I agree.
While Baron Corbin is a great wrestler, I haven't seen as much character building as I have with Bull Dempsey.
I agree. I haven't seen that much out of Bull Dempsey. I've seen every NXT just like you have. I haven't seen that much out of Bull Dempsey just like everybody else. I just really haven't. If I see moonsaults like I do from Bam Bam, or I see personality like I did, I love Bam Bam just like Bio said. I was a huge fan of Bam Bam. Huge fan of Bam Bam Bigelow. I just don't see that in Bull. I just don't. All I see is he goes up to the top rope and he does a headbutt. That's it. He tries to beat up on Baron Corbin, and Baron Corbin shoves his face away from him like
have
a bitch.
Have you seen how fast he runs the ropes? That kid can go quick.
Sorry if I haven't noticed how fast a fat guy runs the ropes. I'm sorry. I just haven't noticed it. I'm serious. I'm not even kidding. Like, I'm sorry. I haven't seen it. I haven't noticed how fat that dude runs
There's
the ropes.
More
He's
to
just
agility than simply being able to do a flip.
I'm not disagreeing with anything you're saying. I just haven't seen it. I haven't seen
Jay,
it at
Jay,
a,
can I ask
at
you
a fucking
question?
Fat dude. I'm yeah. Go ahead.
You've where, seen it, where, but you've seen every NXT.
NXT. I have seen every fucking NXT.
You've seen every NXT, but you haven't seen him run the ropes real fast. Okay.
I've seen him run the ropes, but not fast. I'm seeing him run the ropes for a fat dude. What do you?
Can
I don't know what
can
to
I
do
ask
do.
Where you see like someone like Yuha Nation coming into NXT?
I don't,
where he'd fit with people like Baron Corbin and people like that, because obviously Yuha Nation's a big motherfucking guy and he can do massive moves as well. So to me, someone like Yuha Nation embarrasses people like Bull Dempsey. You know, that's a pure embarrassment to me.
Yuha embarrasses people like Bobby Lashley.
Yeah, but exactly. but you'll see what I'm saying then. You know, to me, I've Kevin Steen is the better Bull Dempsey.
I agree.
Okay, yeah, I will agree that Kevin Steen is the better Bull. Yuha is a completely different athlete compared to those two types of characters.
But he's talking about Bull Dempsey and Kevin Owens. Yeah, he was just making a statement about Yuha, but he's talking about Kevin Owens and Bull Dempsey. I mean, obviously Kevin Owens is the better.
Kevin Owens is that bowling ball character that Bio's trying to say. And Kevin Owens is the head of where Bull Dempsey is right now, but that's why Bull Dempsey's still in developmental. Right. When he gets to the main roster and starts doing the same stuff, I can get where you're going to come from complaining about it, but right now, give him time to develop.
We're not complaining about it, DRG.
Hang on.
I'm going to let you go. DRG, we're not complaining about it. We're just asking questions. Wayne, go ahead, and I'm going to go to Katie, and I'm going to go back to Bios because this is his. Go ahead.
Like I say, I'm not feeling either of them, and both of their matches to me have been poor, but it's really weird how each one of their matches, all three of them, including this coming week's one, everyone's really pushing for this match to be good, and I've never seen it with a developmental match, like, with no real... It's had build, and everyone seems to be really wanting them to put on a really good show between them. I don't know where it's come from.
Well, they have yet to have a pay-per-view match, those two together, right?
Yeah, but they've had, like, every few weeks you get a big weekly NXT. I don't mean, like, the special. You get, yeah, like, yeah, one where you get two or three feuds.
I get it, but I'm just saying they have yet to have a pay-per-view match. A special event match.
But you've got to admit, the push for these two to have a really good match is encouraging for their characters, to be honest.
It is.
People are getting that invested.
It is. Katie, go ahead.
I'm good. I'm listening.
I was just giving you a chance, Katie. Bio finishes up here.
Okay, I love it.
We can just call it on that one. I just like the fact that they're investing so much into this NXT rival. I love that, just the NXT specials. That's all I was trying to say. Okay. And everybody wants to fucking argue about Bull Dempsey this and Baron Corbin that.
I think it's a good thing that it brings people passion out.
It was a 30-minute argument over nothing.
I don't think it was an argument. It was passion.
I've already heard that several times.
Yeah,
I know. See, yeah, I think it's an amazing thing that we actually have as much passion about NXT as we do about the WWE Raw
more.
And WWE.
I would say,
so
I would say
more passion.
Well, there you go. And it sort of reacts to another question, like, is it a new brand? What are you going to do with these superstars in the future? Are you going to keep people like Sami Zayn down there in NXT? Or do you even call it down there? You know, because the superstars that are in there, like Sami Zayn and things, they want to be in a Royal Rumble. They want to be in a WrestleMania. So their objective is to get up there. But if you're creating NXT as a new brand, then you want to keep them there.
Well, we're going to find out. Heavy set, give us a keep, toss, or improve.
I will say this. Granted, it's a new brand, but it's a similar brand of ECW. No one wanted to be in ECW exactly. You wanted to be more on Raw or maybe on SmackDown.
Yeah.
But it was like ECW was more of a, quote, developmental brand. So yeah, you're getting the best of both worlds.
I would agree.
And my keep – no, actually, no. I'm going to start with my toss is how deep is it?
How deep is what?
The sand in your vagina today. You're testy today.
It's super deep today, so be careful, please. Ow. You may fall in.
I've only had it since like 8 hours ago.
Yeah. I haven't had a nap. I'm not in a good mood.
Aw, poor baby. Let me see.
Aww. I need a wubby.
My keep is going to be Rusev and Cena. I love that segment.
You do?
Why do you always ask it? You do? Yes, that's why I said I liked it.
It's heavy. It's my job. It's literally what I do on this show is asking why. Please explain.
I figured it was not showing up and having me run the show.
No. That's why I'm here today, buddy, because it's going to get out today.
That's perfectly fine because you've known for a week that you're going to be on this show. I was told like a couple hours beforehand.
I'm
so
not,
it's just been wild.
I'm not dogging him.
Put your vaginas away. Come on, there's a show.
The thing about this segment is, to me, that's the first time in a Cena promo I have felt like basic Thugonomics Cena was there. He had this edge to what he was saying. It didn't feel like the normal Cena promo.
It felt like a little bit like a shoot, right?
A little, but it was like
little.
I said, the way he was talking, I was waiting for him to start rhyming words. Yeah.
That would have been awesome, actually, if he did. That'd have been great.
What was great is it wasn't necessarily what he said; it was how he said it, because he had, like you said, that attitude behind it. Just some force and emotion made you care about him.
Is he still going to lose, Heavy? Is he still going to lose it at Fastlane?
That's the big question. I heard someone throw out today when I was listening to some podcast of saying that Cena will lose and then we'll get some sort of tag match at WrestleMania. I still like the idea that Cena is about to beat Rusev and something happens to stop the match. No matter what it is, like, Lana has to pull out the ref in like a fit of rage because she doesn't want to see her mighty Rusev get crushed.
Yeah, so far then, she has yet to get involved.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's what I want to see, and then have the actual matchup be at WrestleMania, and then have Rusev go over. But it's just, I don't know whether if they're going to hold it out that long.
I was about to say, are they going to be able to project this that long?
I'm not 100% sure about, but I've been in love with the Rusev storyline for almost a year now. Everything they do, it has kept me interested.
Yeah, fair enough.
I agree. Rusev is the biggest backtrack from everyone. I'm not saying you, Heavy, before you jump in. Everyone was on Week in Review, including myself, shitting over Rusev back when he was doing the podium bits. Look how everyone's backtracking now. I've got to say, he's been most consistent segments of Raw. He's improv, as he proved the other week when the flag didn't drop. I've got to literally hold my hand up and say he's brilliant.
Wayne, what what has he done different in the last 6 months?
He got rid of the podium.
Yeah, he's got rid of the podium. No,
to me, he's done nothing different.
He has gradually built his character. He never spoke he first. Just if you let me answer, he never spoke. He never spoke when he never.
He'd speak. He'd speak, but it was very rare, or he wouldn't say much.
He can cut quite a good promo.
It's not him not doing anything, or he's done anything different. It's the storylines they've been giving him have been entertaining. To me, what got me was like when he was like before he was going up against like Big E and all that. I'm like that I didn't care for, but I was kind of like I hope this is a build up for Jack Swagger. And then Jack Swagger came out.
So it's more of the opponent that he's been given.
That's where it started. But what I'm saying is they have kept him relevant. They have kept him interested.
Yeah, that's what it's always about.
They're pushing him to the hill. I'm just saying I don't see anything different in what they've ever given him.
With the like,
it's always been, I'm fucking Russian, I hate America, blah, blah, blah. It's just the progression in the tier of opponent
that's
to me.
That's the story, though. And that's the story. That's
yeah, I know that. But to me, that's not interesting. But,
okay.
But
well,
here's also... But here's one great thing about Rusev that was kind of mentioned earlier, but that's anti-Rusev. DRG said, Bull Dempsey runs because he's a heel. That's what heels do. Rusev hasn't done a lot of running.
It's true.
Even last night, fucking Cena calls him out. He didn't back up. He's like, fuck it.
No.
Let's do it.
If anything, he actually gets a lot of heel stuff done to him. He gets a lot of group attacks on him. He gets a lot of people just coming after him for who he is. And he actually always just stands his ground. He never, like, uses Lana to cheat. He literally is quite a straight character.
Yeah, I completely agree. To me, it reminds me a little bit of Umaga.
You want to know what changed?
Wait, what's his name? What was his name?
Oh my god, motherfucker!
Is he from Louisville?
Oh my god!
He's not from Louisville. He's from Louisville. All
right. You want to know what changed with Rusev? It's simply time. Time passed. This is one of the things that bothers me about WWE is that they don't really do long-term stories that most people see, obviously. This has been one that has been a long-term storyline, so the longer he has gone with this undefeated streak, this is probably the second best undefeated streak that I've seen in pro wrestling, next to Goldberg. But because it has gone for so long, because it has gone for so long and it has so much time and emotion invested to it based upon time itself, it's why so many more people are caring about what Rusev's doing now than what they were originally.
Yeah, you've hit the nail on the head for me personally. Yeah.
See, right. I heard it was, it's hard to hate a badass when he's going out there and he's not running away from people. He's not doing the cowardly heel stuff. You're gravitating towards him because it's hard to hate a badass.
Okay. All right. Heavy set to also improve.
I would like to improve Raw last night. I don't think Raw was bad. Okay. I actually think it was a very good Raw.
All right.
I wanted to improve the fact that they didn't have an NXT match.
Yeah, me too.
I really thought they were going to do that. Oh, no, that's the one improve I want to do. I wanted to improve me not going home for the weekend and not getting a chance to meet Natalya. Fuck my life.
I know how pissed you were.
Literally, the thing I use in GroupMe, I posted like her tweet of saying like she was in Canton. And I wrote, insert devil vamp rant when Daniel Bryan got eliminated.
All right, guys. That is it for the Keep Toss or Improve. We're going to go to the WrestleMania segment brought to you by Heavyset. Heavyset, what's the WrestleMania segment? I don't have a jingle. I'm sorry. I didn't get a chance
to do it. That's good because I'll come up with one.
Okay, good.
Because I wasn't sure we were going to do it, so I wasn't going to send you a clip like, here, play this. And you go, yeah, we're not doing that again. I didn't like it. The WrestleMania warm-up. First off, I want to throw it to Devil Vamp, Ant, because he was sleeping, and Biohazard, because he wasn't here. What was your first WrestleMania? Because that's last week's.
Oh, shit. My first WrestleMania, the one I actually saw was probably WrestleMania, I think it was 10. It was 10. It was either 10 or 11, where it was Bret Hart versus Stone Cold.
That was 13.
Okay, so that was 13. So that was my first WrestleMania that I can remember. Thank you, Katie. So that's my first WrestleMania that I can remember. My first WrestleMania that I've been to was WrestleMania 27.
That's not the question.
Oh, sorry. It was 13. Sorry, it was 13.
Right. Which trust me, I've thought of a lot of questions, and a lot of things are going to be, that does not count going.
Sorry, 13.
So,
13. Yeah. Bio, go ahead.
See, I watched wrestling for a long time, but my first one was WrestleMania 22.
Deuce. What was your memory about it?
That was the main event was Triple H, John Cena. I believe it was in Chicago. It's also the same year Rey Mysterio won the world title in the triple threat, Kurt Angle.
Gotcha.
Randy Orton.
Gotcha. All right, Heavy, what's your question?
Ant didn't answer last week because he was sleeping by this point.
Ant needs some time. So just give him some time.
I was sleeping at that point. Okay, sorry. My first WrestleMania was WrestleMania 8.
What a fucking old, terrible
WrestleMania that was. At the time, it was absolutely amazing because pretty much it was my first predominant WrestleMania, so that I can physically remember. But going back in hindsight, watching it, it was fucking one of the worst I've ever seen.
That's why I never went back and watched it, because that was my first one, and I remember like things like my grandfather yelling. But I'm not going to go back and watch it because I don't want to see how bad it was.
It's so bad, dude. I watched it like a couple of years ago and I was like, fuck, that's so bad. Like Hulk Hogan versus fucking Sid Justice was as the main event as well. Jesus Christ. What a terrible, terrible event. But yeah, that is WrestleMania 8 is the first one that I truly remember, because that was the year I also... On that same year, not too long after, I went to SummerSlam in Wembley. So that was like predominantly one that stuck out for me.
What was that event like? That was the first, I think, wrestling pay-per-view I ever owned, like on VHS. I've watched it. Well, I watched the VHS version when I later come to find out they deleted like two matches that were on the card that weren't on the VHS. But I've always wanted to know, what was that like? It was an amazing event.
It was crazy. Obviously, I was pretty little at the time. So I was only sort of, 8 years old. And I always remember being in Ultimate Warrior face paint. I always remember that. And my brother telling me to go in Hulk Hogan face paint, which was literally just the moustache. And I was like, nah, I don't want to be in just the moustache. I want to be in fucking full face paint. But yeah, my two favourite people at the time, like being a little kiddie, was Macho Man and Ultimate Warrior. And the fact that they actually met each other in the ring was just ridiculous to me. And that was for the WWF Championship as well, which was, oh my God. And I've said it on other podcasts as well, that I was never a British Bulldog fan, but me and my whole family are massive boxing fans, and we like a little bit of boxing ourselves. So the fact that British Bulldog come down with Lennox Lewis just sort of turned me immediately in that night. I was like, Bret Hart's my man. And then Bulldog come down with Lennox Lewis. Oh, yeah, Lewis. So it was just an incredible night for me as a human being, really. But I can't remember that much about it. So it is what it was, but absolutely fantastic. Amazing atmosphere.
Heavy set, what's the question this week?
I was about to say, we better get to the question before Sandy gets all upset. What are some of your top favorite WrestleMania matches?
Wayne?
Oh, God, there's so many over the years. Top or favorite? I'm going to go...
What I'm saying is, like, your top, your favorite.
You've come to the worst person first. I can't think of...
Well, I'll go first, because I asked, like, about three or five, because I can come up with three off the top of my head. I can come up with probably five a little bit easier, too. For me, in no particular order, obviously, Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, I've said, which is going to come up many times on this fucking list, of WrestleMania 12, and those two as the main event. My birthday, that event meant so much to me. Also, going back to my first WrestleMania, I think two favorite matches of that night were Bret Hart versus Owen, and the fact that Owen actually beat him. It's something that you kind of forget about because of Bret winning at the end of the night. And it was for that brief moment that Owen actually was better than his brother. And I've always loved that storyline between them two. Also, that night, great match. What set the standard of ladder matches, obviously, Shawn Michaels, Razor Ramon. Fantastic match. On your list, too?
Yeah.
That would be my. I always say it, so that's why I'm trying to think of something different because I always go to that ladder match.
I think you could use some of the same, but like some of your reasons why. Like for me, I actually had a picture in from a very old magazine. So it was black and white, in a lot of my lockers, and it was of Shawn Michaels jumping off the ladder. Like that picture was just. Or that image, I should say, of him jumping off was amazing at the time.
You're describing it. I can just see the image right now.
Exactly.
In my head, yeah.
And another one off the top of my head, because there a lot of matches kind of blur, but one match that I loved, and I actually went back and rewatched recently, the Gimmick Battle Royal. I believe that was episode 17.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites.
The funny thing was, that was right after WWE bought WCW. Mean Gene and Bobby the Brain Heenan are there.
Yep.
On commentary for that night, normal was Paul Heyman and Jim Ross.
Yep.
And I love it when Bobby Heenan comes out. It's the debate you hear nowadays, but it was kind of him being a little bit ahead of his time. He said it was Paul Heyman. He was like, Bobby the Brain Heenan, you know, the Heenan family was the greatest faction ever besides the Dangerous Alliance.
That's one of my favorite WrestleManias. Wayne, you got anything?
I'm going to throw in there because when I think of WrestleMania, I think WrestleMania 10. Then the next thing I naturally think of is the old WrestleMania 17 stage. And when you think of that stage, you think of Rock Stone Cold and you think of the tables, ladders, and chairs match. So that's probably if I didn't want to be predictable, that's the next thing my brain then goes to.
Fair enough, DRG.
Is it weird for me? I think Undertaker.
Yeah. We'll get into that in a minute. DRG.
That's just me.
DRG, go.
Piper Hart. That was by far one of the most emotional matches I've ever seen in my life.
Are you talking about WrestleMania 8, bastard? That was going to be one of mine.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry. The internal struggle of watching a man debating on if he can or cannot do something was amazing to watch. Anybody that I ever talk to, I say go back and rewatch that because that was one of the best matches I've ever seen. TLC was going to be another one on my list. Bret Hart versus Stone Cold, that was an amazing match to watch. Absolutely amazing. We all know where it led to, but watching him never give up and say, screw you, I will take every bit of punishment,
I will pass
absolutely
out.
Made him.
Yeah, I agree. Katie, the first lady.
Well, it's going to be cliche, but it's a lot of it's Shawn Michaels matches. But the Iron Man match.
CM Punk.
Definitely. His match with Kurt Angle at WrestleMania 21 I really liked. And the match with Undertaker at WrestleMania 25. And I'm going to say Mickie James and Trish Stratus from WrestleMania 22.
All right.
That was a great women's match.
Fair enough. And Vigilante.
No CM Punk matches, I'm shocked.
He was never main event.
And Vigilante.
I completely echo what DRG said. For me, Bret Hart versus Rowdy Roddy Piper, WrestleMania 8 for me. Just like you said, the eternal struggle. Absolutely loved it. But I really did also, another one be on my list would certainly be Brock Lesnar, my boy, versus Kurt Angle, WrestleMania 19. Was it 19?
Damn it. Yeah, it was
19. And that would be another one. And other than that, pretty much what I talk to Wayne all the time about this, and his choice of Michaels, Ramon, WrestleMania 10 is probably the third on my list as well. Definitely.
All right. Biohazard.
See, I would have went Lesnar Angle, WrestleMania 19.
Where he almost broke his neck.
That shooting star press from Brock Lesnar.
Right.
How freaking impressive was that? That he even rotated.
That was amazing. And then two matches that stick out were from my first WrestleMania 22 were the two world title matches. Rey Mysterio, finally the ultimate underdog story, becoming world heavyweight champion. Like, I think the year prior, Eddie died, and that just added on to the story of Rey Mysterio overcoming the odds. Was it 62 minutes in the Royal Rumble?
Yeah.
He won, and then he lost his opportunity at No Way Out, and then Teddy Long put him back in the match, and then he came back and won. And then the Triple H John Cena from that year, that was the debut of the King of Kings theme song for Triple H when he came out with the full King crown and the chair.
Oh, yeah.
That was the first year he did that. And
that was when Vamp had to
No, I wasn't watching then.
that entrance will always be my favorite entrance that he's ever done.
Yeah.
And then John Cena did his little gangster, CM Punk's a gangster entrance, which was pretty cool too.
Going back, I would probably say, TLC at WrestleMania 17 is probably my favorite WrestleMania of all time. And then I would say Iron Man match, Bret Hart, Shawn Michaels, probably one of my favorite WrestleManias of all time. But then again, the Roddy Piper versus Goldust backlot brawl.
Oh my gosh.
One of my favorite matches of all time, hands down. One of my favorite matches. And then when I think of WrestleMania now, I think of my brother and my dad, and we were at the last match that Edge ever had. So that was pretty cool. Being at that WrestleMania was pretty cool. We didn't even know it was his last match till the next night on Raw. I mean, he didn't even tell anybody. I would say this. That WrestleMania match that CM Punk and Taker had was fucking awesome. And it really brought me back to the fucking business of how two guys can just entertain a crowd for like 30 minutes, 35 minutes, 45 minutes, and really bring me back. And they had a lot of old school moves in that. They had a lot of classic stuff. Because we had just gotten off of all the old Shawn Michaels and Undertaker, Triple H, the double Triple H and Undertaker back to back. But there was something different about the CM Punk and Undertaker that I saw. And I was like, I was talking about it for like weeks at work. I was fucking talking about that match for fucking weeks, being like, God, that was one of the best matches I've ever seen in my life, because it was fucking brilliant.
The storyline they put into it, just even with adding Paul Bearer into it he passed, it was pretty good.
It was so good, and I really struggle to find anything better than that, honestly. I mean, I really enjoy a lot. I can point out
one WrestleMania match that I absolutely love that you should go back and check out. John Cena versus Shawn Michaels.
A lot of people talk about that match.
I think it was WrestleMania 25. They did the same match the next night on Raw. It was an hour long. Was it 23?
It was 23, and they did it next month in London.
Because 25 was Taker and Michaels. Yeah.
So it was WrestleMania 23... Austin talks about that match. Jericho talks about that match. JBL talks about that match. A lot of people talk about that match.
A lot of false finishes.
That's Cena versus Shawn Michaels, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, moving on. Let's go to the...
Hey, Ant wanted to ask a question.
Go ahead, Ant.
No, I just wanted to ask quickly. We talk about matches a lot these days, about like what's your favorite WrestleMania match for that. But for me, it's about the whole event as a whole. And to be quite honest, I think WrestleMania 30 was one of the best WrestleManias I've ever seen. I don't know what you guys think.
It's not as good. It was great. I just don't think it was as good as 17.
Well, I've always felt that some of the best WrestleManias have been those benchmark WrestleManias.
Yeah.
Of 10 and 20 were really good too.
Yeah, they were. In my opinion. They were.
20 was great.
20 was really good, yeah. I like 20 in Madison Square Garden. Yeah. Yeah.
10 was in Madison Square too.
Yeah, I know it was. All right, so here we go. We got a pay-per-view this week, or a special event this week. We got NXT, which we're going to be recording live for your commentary and your listening pleasure tomorrow night. So we have Tyler Breeze versus Itami, Corbin versus Bull, Balor versus Neville, Blake Murphy and Lucha Dragons, Blake and Murphy versus Lucha Dragons, Sasha, Charlotte, Bayley and Becky Lynch,
Becca.
For the four-way women's championship, and Zayn versus Owens. So heavy set. First up is the Tyler Breeze versus Itami match. What do you got?
I got Nintendo winning.
Nintendo winning. So Itami winning. DRG.
I'm going Itami, but I want to wager 1 point.
All right.
That Louis Baldy shows up and distracts Prince Pretty when he sees the Uggo.
All right.
Louis Baldy.
Plus one Baldy on distraction. Can't believe I'm writing that down, but whatever.
Baldy.
And my fucking Excel sheet just aired out. Biohazard.
I'll go with Tommy.
Tommy. All right. Katie, the first lady.
I'm going with the Tommy, and I like to wager a point that he does the GTS.
You think he finally hits it? I hope to God he hits it. I've been wanting him to hit
it. To see him do it.
All right. GTS plus one. Gotcha. And then we have, shit. What am I going to do?
Just go Breeze.
I'll just go with the crowd. I'll go with Tommy. Wayne is bigger.
I was going to go Breeze, but after what DRG said, I actually do think that's where they're going to go. So I'm now going to go with Tommy.
And Vigilini.
Yep, concur.
Wow, everyone's got Tommy.
Wayne, I'm actually skeptical because I can see Baldy being the lackey for Breeze. So I could technically see Breeze winning this too. But
heavy set, Corbin versus Bull.
Either one wins, we both lose. gonna go Bull.
Bull. All right. DRG.
Corbin with the sweep.
Biohazard.
Dempsey.
Every time he gets scoring, you mark. Katie the First Lady.
Yep.
I'll go with Bull too.
She likes balls.
I'm going with Corbin. Wayne is bigger.
That's a shocker.
I'm going to go Bull because Corbin won the first two. It's weapons match glorified because it's no holds barred or whatever. So
maybe
it's going to be.
Will bring his chain.
Yeah, it's going to be dirty tactics, okay. But that'll be legal. So I'm going Bull.
Ant.
I think Corbin's on a fucking steam train, and I can't see someone like Bull Dempsey taking that down. So
Baylor versus Neville, heavy set.
What's the match again?
Baylor versus Neville, number one championship.
Number one.
Baylor.
All right, DRG.
So we're going. Who? What are we doing? Who wins?
Baylor versus Neville.
Yeah, who wins? The entire fucking world wins. That's who wins. Anybody who watches this match, you automatically win at life. Oh, I'm going Baylor.
Jesus Christ.
Pac versus Devitt, yeah?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Sorry. I just had a Triple H vamp moment.
Biohazard.
Baylor.
Katie the First Lady.
Baylor with the point that he wears makeup.
Plus one. No, we're not doing that. Devil Vamp says Baylor. Wayne.
Baylor.
Ant.
I'm actually going Pack.
Okay.
Ooh.
Heavy set. Blake and Murphy versus Lucha Dragons.
Blake and Murphy.
All right. DRG.
I want them to have a fucking tag team name. I hate Blake and Murphy, but they're going to win.
All right. Biohazard King.
I thought they did have a tag name.
Yeah, it's called Blake and Murphy.
Gunner and Murphy? They called him something. I'll look it up later and send it to you guys. Right. But yeah, Blake and Murphy.
All right. Katie the First Lady.
Blake and Murphy.
I'm going Blake and Murphy. Wayne.
Murphy.
Ant.
Yeah, let's make it a full house.
Full house. You got it. Sasha, Charlotte, Bailey, and Becca, or Becky Lynch. Becky. I don't know why I keep calling her Becca, because I had a girlfriend named Becca. For the NXT Women's Championship, heavy set.
Come down, Triple H. I'm going to pick Paige.
Paige.
Which, by the way, how are you feeling?
I'm better, thanks. Okay. What's the woman? Who do you want? Sasha, Charlotte, Bailey, Becca, Becky, Becky. God damn it, Becky.
Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to fucking you.
Well, I said Triple H and you go deaf because I said I'm picking Charlotte.
He was wanking when you said
no
Triple H.
No one said Charlotte.
You literally, someone says Triple H and you go into a trance. Triple H.
I didn't understand any of that.
I could probably say, hey, Devil Vamp, Triple H, I'm giving you $100 and you will completely forget the $100 for you. I just heard Triple H.
What'd you say about Triple H? DRG.
I did it last time and it failed me, so I'm going Sasha Banks again.
Sasha. I'm doubling down on the Sasha. Doubling down on the loser train. All right. Biohazard.
I can get to because I don't want... see Bailey getting it.
Oh, I'm going Bailey.
Bailey. This one's gonna be an interesting one.
Bailey to Bailey.
Katie the First Lady. Oh, I wish she would Bailey to Bailey me. Swear to God.
I'm picking Bailey too.
Bailey. Devil Vamp is sticking with Charlotte. Wayne is bigger.
I'm going with the girl that I closely write very closely behind Paige, and that is Bailey.
Holy shit. All right. Ant Vigilini.
Well, fuck you all. I'm actually going Becky Lynch.
Ooh. I was wondering if she was going to be the odd man out.
More points lost from Ant Vigilini. And the final, we have Zayn versus Owens for championship. Before we go on this last one, here's the point standing, guys. Dear Jesus.
We don't have to hear this again, do we?
Right, fine.
Yeah, Ant's got no points because you didn't fucking do the last
Ant's
10
got,
months.
Ant's got 13.
Have I?
Yeah, you, you idiot.
Last time.
You fucking dumbass. God, you're such a good guy.
Wait, were you drunk that episode?
Ant's got zero because he just gave himself zero. Heavy set, Zane versus Owens.
The only reason why I'm watching this event. Fucking kill Owens, kill.
DRG?
Oh, this is so hard. I want it to stay Zane, but it's going to be Owens.
But you know it's going to be Owens. Oh. Biohazard.
K-A-O.
I'm going in Zane.
Zane. God, you're such a mark, Bio.
How am I a mark?
I don't know. Katie, the First Lady.
Bull Dempsey's different. We're talking about Sami Zayn.
What, Katie?
I've got a feeling that Owens might win the title.
All right.
As the fastest, quickest winner.
The fastest, quickest winner?
Bestest, quickest
hey,
winner.
Hey, Jason.
Fastest to come into the development.
So what she's trying to say is wrestling to come into just doesn't feel like wrestling.
Yeah.
She's saying the fastest to come into developmental and win that NXT title.
Right. I got that.
She's convoluting the situation.
The English.
No, you don't. I'm going with Owens, Wayne.
I was just busting her boobs.
Yeah, there you go.
The symbology behind that.
Mm-hmm.
Boobs just don't feel like boobs, guys.
With two faces being in the number one contenders Jesus match, Christ. I would have to go for heavy sets Mizdow of Kevin Owens.
You goddamn right.
Point.
Oh, my fucking stomach hurts from that. And the vigilante.
Okay, all of my 13 points on Sami Zayn, please.
What?
All 13 points on Sami Zayn.
He's a gambling motherfucker.
All right.
Wow.
Plus 13 on Zayn.
Hey, can I wager 5 points?
Depends what it is, you shady fuck.
That in somehow, some way, we see something from Solomon Crowe.
No.
I was going to say points on that.
I think we probably will.
He's already been confirmed to appear, and so that'd be cheating.
Anybody else want to bet something legit?
I was saying if you're going to do that, you need to be a little more specific.
Yeah.
Instead of something.
Maybe main event worthy.
You got a bodily distraction plus one. You good? What else do you need? You need something else?
I'm going to do 5 points on Zayn winning.
I'm going to do 5 points on a title change.
No.
Oh, you motherfucker.
Anything else you want, DRG? You want to cheat about? Anything else?
It's not cheating. How many times? The very first time I did it, y'all called me idiots.
I love the fact
I lost points.
I love the fact that every time I call you cheating, you get so pissed. I love that.
It's not cheating. There's no rules. Show me a handbook that tells people I'm cheating. You make this shit up as you go.
He gets pissed when you call him a cheater, but then again, you get pissed when people call atheism a religion, but that's a different story.
We talked about that today already. We're good. Thanks. Appreciate that.
That's where the sand
comes from. Can I wager points that there be blood in the match?
The trail.
Blood, you want to... Whoa. Katie, you want to do what?
Whoa, Katie.
I want to wager points that there'll be blood in the match.
How much points?
What sort of blood?
Three
points.
See, that's a bet.
Which match? That is a
Which match?
The main event.
Oh, she ain't got a bit.
All right.
Just blood.
Nope.
Good enough,
nope,
isn't it?
Nope. Nope.
I would actually just give her that, mate. That's actually a really good bet.
I don't give a fuck what you give her. This is not your podcast. The second shift is now decommissioned. This is mine. Wayne, would you like
to
bet?
Sorry, Ho-Chi fucking vamp.
You got that goddamn right.
No blood in the women's match.
Oh.
Really?
Damn.
Really heavy. Wayne, would you like to bet something?
I was going to put 5 points on some sort of fluid in the women's match, but Heavy beat me too.
Heavy set, would you like to bet something?
No. If there's going to be any fluid in the women's match, Wayne, it's going to be yours if Becky Lynch wins.
Yeah, the truth. So, starting off, the NXT NXT rival is DRG 44, Heavy set 37. Heavy set. Oh, what are you, Wayne now? Heavy set 37. Katie the First Lady's at 30. Devil Vamp's at 28. Wayne's the Baker's at 24. Biohazard's at 25. And Ant is at 13.
after one event. If I don't come last, I'm dumb fucking awesome, really, aren't I?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. If you beat someone,
well,
you're good.
That makes a change for you. You only come first.
You only got. and you've got this one, and you've got
more. Misses.
You've got two more pay per views after this. You've got Fastlane, you've got WrestleMania. That's it. So if you if you don't come last, you're golden.
Unless NXT pulls something right for around WrestleMania.
That's true. Unless NXT pulls something else.
You're not first, you're last.
Yeah. If you ain't first, you're last, son.
I'm not Will Ferrell.
All right,
let's go.
Where we're going. Oh. And let's go into the Wayne's water
cooler. You're not as cool as
Wayne, you ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you playing the clip?
I'm waiting for the clip. Yeah.
And now it's time for Wayne's water cooler.
God, you can't bark at me for doing half a job, and you don't even push a button yourself.
Hey, you fucking cunt. Read the goddamn news, you bitch.
I like the way he cut off cunt, though.
No, I literally. Why do I keep saying literally tonight? I pulled out the headphone socket of my phone there, so that was the sudden cut.
I just hope you keep cutting off yourself. That's all I hope.
You do sound awful. Yep. But
hurry up, Wayne. We gotta go. Biohazard and I gotta go to sleep. Let's go.
Oh, boo hoo. Right, I've literally done no prep for this. Wait a minute, I've got to get the thing up.
You wanna say literally? You wanna say literally?
I got one while you're waiting.
Go ahead.
Go for it.
Apparently there's not gonna be any backlash towards Rollins, as they are saying that he was obviously hacked.
He wasn't hacked. He gave his fiance the codes to his fucking Twitter.
His accounts posted the picture of the chick, and according to the story, he deleted the picture, and then it was reposted, and then he deleted it again, and it was reposted, and so WWE said, "All right, it's obviously he didn't do it." Somebody apparently hacked his account, and that's the story they're going off
of. So it wasn't his fiance?
It is his fiance, because she's also circulating texts now between the two, the NXT girl and him.
Yeah, they haven't said anything about the cheating. It's just that he wasn't the one that posted a nude picture of Zahara or whatever.
Here's the funny story about this whole thing. This kind of broke 2 weeks ago. But it wasn't necessarily in the same sense. A show that's kind of relative to the Trending Topics Network is called Asked with Riven Landon. They had a girl on there who acclaimed kind of had a Snapchat relationship with Rollins. And then, I mean, granted, it almost sounded like someone being a crazy fangirl, but she kind of had a story behind it and whatnot, and like nothing ever officially happened, and then eventually Rollins blew her off for either somebody else or his fiance, which was whatever. Well, this happens 2 weeks later. Granted, like I said, that story could have been some fangirl or whatnot, but the timing is what's very funny for me.
I could see Rollins getting away without getting any punishment on this, because in all honesty, having his small package displayed to the world should be punishment enough. I mean, think about it. The guy's emotional situation.
DOG, did you see it uncensored?
No.
Oh, okay. So
the last thing I'm going to do is go looking for someone's package.
You don't have to go look for it. You follow the right people. It just shows on your timeline. Who? You're going
by
tweet.
Heavy set.
What the fuck was that?
Heavy set. You saw it uncensored?
Yeah.
I want to know why
he made himself in one photo erect.
What?
What do you want about being erect for?
What did you
get your mouth around that one, Wayne?
What did you just ask me?
On one of the photos, he's made himself hard, and then he's standing there smiling. Why do you do that
for a
muddy picture?
I'm fucking flabbergasted right now. I can't even fucking talk.
What do you think happened after that picture was taken?
But normally no pictures. You're sort of, you know, casual, naked. He's like proper, like...
You've only had sex with Claire. You don't know what it's like. You do whatever you got to do, son.
Wait a minute. You've only been with one woman?
Yes.
Wow.
Listen to Cerebral
Satire,
buddy.
You obviously don't listen to Cerebral Satire.
What do you mean, obviously? I've stated I don't listen to Cerebral Satire.
I'm just saying that the fact that Heavy Set, did he have a small package? Ant, I love your picture, Ant. That's fucking fantastic.
I'm not fucking Ms. Hyatt. I'm not throwing up fucking, like, a table of all these. Like, this one was the biggest. I'm not putting them in.
I was fishing so good, too. I was just
more like, oh, God, no.
Katie, did you see it uncensored?
Yes, it's hard not to.
It's hard. I didn't see it. So how was it?
To.
Was it a actual small package?
Well, he was standing at attention, that's for sure.
is it bigger than mine, Katie?
How the fuck does she know how big yours is?
Hold on. Katie just spoke Williams by her silence.
Don't send their picture, I swear.
me and Katie Skype sex.
Katie says...
Katie First Lady on
Katie
Twitter.
Said no.
What? We do.
Katie says she doesn't want to see anything that Ant has to offer ever. She would rather see more Veda Scott pictures than fucking
She's
what you have
to offer.
She's
in denial.
That's fine. She could be in denial. That's her choice to make.
The other part of the article also stated that WWE sent out a memo to the talent saying not to talk to Rollins about it or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just. Are you kidding me? You know how many ribs he's taking right now? He's taking so many. They're dropping off hot dogs at his fucking hotel room right the fuck now. I'm talking. That's exactly what the fuck they're doing. Oh, it's so fucking funny.
I'm very happy if my cock looks like a pizza. Keep dropping them off. Keep them coming.
There's been some funny photoshops with that picture.
Oh, I know there is.
Like, I think my favorite one is, like, they photoshopped it into the Bad News Barrett segment from Raw.
Yeah. I'm afraid I've got some bad news.
I think another one, I think it's funny, it's turned into a meme now, because there's actually a picture out there of Seth Rollins dressed up as a wiener. And it says, like, Seth Rollins wiener's pictures have leaked online or something.
Biohazard, and I'm not kidding, like, literally, Biohazard talked about it all fucking day, about that damn meme, about the small package.
How could he talk about it all day if he was talking about Bull Dempsey? Bull Dempsey.
Wayne, I'm not even kidding. Literally, he was laughing, and I'm like, what are you laughing at? This fucking small package picture is just so funny. I just can't help it. It's just so funny. I'm like, dude, shut the fuck up. I get to work.
The picture is Roman and Dean, and it goes, hey, Seth, I heard you had a new finisher.
It's the small package.
I also like what I seen. It was someone posted from Tumblr. It's supposedly like a conversation between WWE and Seth Rollins, and it's entitled "Fixing Seth's Hack Hacking." WWE, you need a stronger password, Seth. We suggest Roman Reigns. Seth, why? WWE, no one is stronger than Roman.
All right, Wayne, you got anything else? Are we good? Yes, you did.
Oh, you haven't actually give one.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm pretty much done with that segment because that was really funny. I'm in my
toxic
yeah.
Dump.
There you go. He just dumped on you.
Biohazard Seth dick pics.
Fair enough. I wish I hadn't bothered bloody opening the page.
Anything else? You guys get something that's interesting?
See you all next week. Bye.
All right. Bye. Bye. Okay. Wayne.
Wait.
No, Vamp said move on. Do not tweet CM Punk.
No.
May I have your attention, please? I am here to fuck up your emails.
Hey, Katie, check your Twitter. I just sent you a dick pic.
Is there even any emails?
Yeah, I'll send them to you.
Okay, let's get them up, man.
God damn it, Wayne.
We go from the Seth Rollins talk to Wayne saying, well, let's get it up.
I'm supposed... fuck. I gotta go to bed.
Wayne was trying to pull up the
water
cooler shit.
Oh, shit.
I know, you told me to do water cooler. I'm going to do it. And then you tell me, no, we're not doing that.
I didn't say it at all. You said you didn't have any more news. That's what you said.
He didn't
know
the news.
Somebody do something.
I was going to do a quiz until
we
told me I ain't doing
please.
It.
Yes, Katie, please. Please say something, Katie.
Well, she wants to do the now. Quiz.
What, Katie?
I can speak now. Is it all right?
Yes, you can speak now.
Is he going to bring up the fact that Daniel Bryan might be in the main event to WrestleMania again?
Yeah.
They're talking about doing a triple threat match.
Yes, I think we all. Yeah. Don't we all see that? I think we all see that.
I hope it's
Come on, you, Katie, you knew that was going to happen on Raw when they announced that shit, right? I mean, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
I'm just wanting to hear you.
I don't say that's, like, foregone conclusion, because actually this week, so much has, like, circulated, quote, rumors on the main event of WrestleMania. I think at first it was, oh, no, Daniel Bryan is going to lose, and it's good. He's going to make Roman Reigns look strong, and he's going to go to WrestleMania. And then it's now, oh, it's going to be a triple threat. It kind of goes what DRG says about fucking dirt sheets.
I mean, it's up to Vince.
Obviously, I didn't need to bring up the emails.
Here you go. Wayne, what's the first email? What do you got?
Oh, for fuck's sake, I've just shut the window.
Do you want to fill the dead space with me and Katie having Skype sex?
Yes.
Skype sex.
Yes.
I just want to know if Katie got the dick pic.
Yes, well, I did, and that was a real dick, all right.
DSJMP clusterfuck.
For those listening, or go to your Twitter if you don't want to, I sent her a picture of Dick Cheney.
That's yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was hoping for Dick Togo, damn it. Keep it on wrestling.
Just for everyone's knowledge, I am now ready.
Go. Okay.
Go on then, go.
Okay.
Where's Bio? Is he dead?
I'm here.
He's here.
Do we Wayne, have bleach go. Drinking with Canada
fucking go before I fucking end this call. Go.
Oh, he's doing the end call fucking fret again.
I gotta fucking go to bed sometime sand. This year.
It's all free for me, you cunt.
Sand is wiggling right up in there.
Right. This email is from Michael Groves, new emailer. Hello,
hi,
how
Michael.
Are you doing?
Hello, Michael Groves.
Hey, Michael.
Hey, Groves.
Hello.
Is it Gross or Groves?
Gross. G-R-O-S-S.
Okay.
Anyway, thanks for emailing. I hope this is the first of many. This email is subject titled Underrated.
The first of what?
Must be about me.
The first of many, I hope, maybe.
It's
going to
be about Wayne.
Yes, Jesus it's the first Christ. Of one.
Go, Wayne.
Thanks, DRG. That's actually really nice what you just said there. Anyway, top three underrated from the bigger American promotions. My list, WWE. Hideo Itami, talk about wasting his time. The guy doesn't need developmental. He needs English speaking manager.
Oh, it's Mr. Fuji.
I think that's pretty good, Michael. I think you pretty much nailed that on the head.
That is correct.
Yeah. How you doing?
Next one, Lucha Underground, Son of Havoc. Just ooh, give the guy call. A win. We all know what Mad Dog can do.
Good call. I agree. Although he has looked strong in pretty much every one of his performances, and they're doing a storyline with him and Ivelisse now, so... At least he has that going for him.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Never heard of him.
How you doing?
How you doing? All right, go ahead, Wayne.
And this one will really make DRG moist. Yep. TNA, the roster. Because they have talent, but Dixie is flushing them down the shitter faster than the goddamn Titanic. Nowhere storylines. Inane stables for no reason. I swear, how long before they lose their Destination America deal? Any thoughts or opinions would be nice. Thanks for reading, Michael Gross.
Hang on.
I swear to God, that's exactly how it reads.
Clan is coming to your house.
I thought the question was about particular talent.
No, that's exactly...
Well, he's saying the roster is underrated, which... I agree that the roster is underrated because so many people out there do this to where they shit on Dixie so much that they trash everything that TNA does, but there is storyline progression. There are good stories. Bram and Magnus was a great kickoff to their story that's moving forward.
It's not moving forward that well.
Really?
It's moving forward all right.
I thought the fact that they're incorporating the real life stuff with him and Mickey James and making
Okay. I think not
everything can be Robbie E versus Brooke Tessmacher. You realize that, right?
Absolutely. Abso-fucking-lutely, my friend. And you've hit the nail right on the fucking head there, so I shall move on.
All right. Wayne, next email.
Moving on.
Next email is from our very good friend, Andy Anderson.
Can we not touch on who we think is underrated?
Oh, you want to... Okay, go ahead, Deirdre.
Okay.
Ricochet, on... bye.
All right, we got Ant's answer. Go ahead, Deirdre.
WWE, who I think is underrated... has to be Randy Orton, because everybody's forgotten about him.
I would agree with that.
Good answer.
Katie, the first lady?
I think probably the most underrated in WWE, in my opinion, is Kofi.
Wow, all right. Biohazard?
Really?
Yeah, I could add on to that, the whole New Day faction. A lot of them, Xavier Woods, he was Consequences Creed in TNA, and I liked him when he was Consequences Creed.
All right. Heavy set.
Kind of got to go with The Miz.
Yeah, I can see it.
Boo.
I can see that. All right,
no, if I was talking about WWE, yeah, I'd bag that one. I'd go The Miz, definitely.
Wayne is a Baker.
Cody Rhodes.
I would agree with Cody. Yeah. All right. Next email, Wayne.
Oh, so we're not doing any of the other ones, just WWE. I see it as you WWE Mark. How dare you?
Well, that's why I went Ricochet and felt compelled to do The Miz just because
I thought we were going to do Lucha too, and Ricochet would be one of those people.
No, we're not.
But
no,
let's just do WWE because Vera doesn't like it.
Wayne, what's the next email?
Hey, we don't care.
Yep.
2 minutes.
Next email, Wayne.
Is from our very good friend, Andy Anderson.
I love your no-selling, Pam.
Hello, Andy. Thanks for the tweets.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, Andy. Thank you for the tweets.
Does he like Nicholas's ass?
Oh, man. Hello, boys and Katie.
Hi, Andy.
Hey, Andy.
I know Katie done a special. Oh, anyway, fuck it. I talked with a person today about their disgust. That's a bit harsh. Over Rikishi going into the Hall of Fame.
What disgust?
A bit strong, isn't it? Anyway, we won't know what it's about until I read the fucking email. So we then went through the list of who's gone into the WWE Hall of Fame with the idea of who deserved it and who does not. The person is a little older than me and was adamant that Coco B was very much deserved to be in.
He Finn said, Fish!
All right. Don't go to Europe. DRG's talking about his alter ego now, so...
That may have been the person.
No, Finn Fish may or may not have been the person that they were discussing on this. Yeah, I don't know for a fact because I don't talk to the twat, but still.
No, because there's so many people out there that whenever they talk about, quote, legitimacy of the WWE Hall of Fame, that's the go-to.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Yeah. But Coco B wears in. Why can't my fucking favorite fat wrestler be in? Whatever. Anyway, go ahead, Wayne.
He said he liked him so much he named his dog Coco after him.
How is that our fault? How is that our fault you named your dog fucking Coco?
I thought he was gonna say I got a parrot.
You dumb bitch. I cannot believe you named your fucking dog Coco after Coco Beware.
I was about to say I haven't had a dog named Coco.
Not after Coco Beware.
No, because it was a chocolate poodle. That's Thank why I you. Named it Coco.
Thank you very much. Appreciate that. Go ahead, Wayne.
I explained if Coco deserves to go in, so does Rikishi. No. I have a soft spot for Rikishi. I'll never forget when I took a kid in a wheelchair to SmackDown Hell Show, and we saw Rikishi give a... Wigged Kurt Angle, stink face. And we both laughed and marked out. A few weeks, the same kid had a grand mal seizure.
I shouldn't laugh, but this is quite funny. So,
a grand mal seizure.
While I was with him. I don't know why people were laughing, but while I was with him and his mum, he was taken to the hospital, put on life support, and later died a month or so.
God damn it, Andy!
Thanks. No, you fucking come on. Come on now.
That ties into the emotional connection because Rikishi made him smile.
It does.
Say, come on.
Wayne, go ahead and finish, Wayne.
It's our morning. We don't need this shit.
Wayne, finish. Wayne.
I'm not drunk.
Finish, Wayne.
I am.
So I asked, does Rikishi deserve to go into the WWE Hall of Fame? Or who that should not be in the Hall of Fame? Thank you for reading my email, and that has been my nickel, Double A,
take your nickel back this week, okay? You just told us about a kid dying from a seizure. I'm just saying, man.
Screw that. Andy, that's an amazing story, how somebody like Rikishi, of all people, could touch that little kid's life and make him smile going through that shit.
He didn't say he touched the kid's life. He said he touched his life.
Can I go first? Right.
Go ahead, Ant.
I've got two in my own mind right now. That if I have to pull out of the Hall of Fame, I would. And Drew Carey would be one.
All right.
Celebrity Wing does not count on that list.
Yeah,
I've got to count. Okay, if I can't count that, okay, I'll scrap that one. I'm scrubbing it out right now.
All right.
Second one, Carlos Colon.
Oh, because the Brody?
Yeah. Mm. If you can't have China in, why can you have Carlos Colon?
Not disagreeing with that at all.
You can't have... Okay, here's the one main thing about China that I recently heard someone bring up. I'm like, that's a really good point. And Triple H tiptoed around, and granted, he was alluding to the porn. But let's not forget, yes, China did do... Hold on.
Go on.
China, yes, she did do porn. Yes, she did do some of the ones she did. But one of the last ones she did was pretty much a parody of WWE. Mm-hmm. And if I'm correct, there was kind of a sex scene with Triple H and Stephanie or something like that. Yep. Guess what? You just mocked the company that you want to, quote, be in the Hall of Fame. Guess what? You're not getting it for that reason alone.
I never said anything about China. I just said Carlos. I'm just saying Carlos Colon would be one of the guys I'd pull out of the fucking.
But in all fairness,
they didn't pull out.
if Snuka gets to go in because technically he was not convicted. As much evidence that points towards Snuka, just like it points towards Colon, he technically was never convicted of that. and the fact that he has ran the Puerto Rico scene for over four decades, gives him the leeway of understanding why he would be inducted into it. I am not against Rikishi going in. Rikishi is one of my guilty pleasures, I guess is the best way to say in wrestling. Mm-hmm. I used to love watching him go. He is amazing for somebody as big as him to move the way that he does, and he's hilarious. If they do the Hall of Fame induction and Scotty Tuhati doesn't come out to give a Hall of Fame worm, I am going to be so upset. But there's nothing wrong with Rikishi going into the Hall of Fame. Absolutely nothing. I don't care what you argue.
Is this why you asked me to put my ass in your face when I came to Midland?
Oh yes, because that so very much happened.
It's like a turn on for you.
I was more worried about grabbing your beard and just like holding on like reins and seeing how long I could get it down. Never mind.
Yeah, okay.
He thought you was
I have a comment.
Go ahead, Katie.
I'm not surprised Rikishi's going in. He was a good character, but I think the main reason he's going in because of his longevity there, because he was other characters besides that one. Because I think I first saw him in like 93. So
he was Fatu from the Head Shrinkers as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He was fat.
Fatu.
I think his worst one was being the Sultan.
I don't know. That in the original Fatu after he got out of the Head Shrinkers, when he was very kind of like the urban and everything.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that big leather jacket that he had.
I'm with Katie. I think I would probably elect him more on the longevity and the other characters than he's played than Rikishi. Rikishi didn't have a lot.
It's more political. You know, if you've had an amazing career and you've been behind the scenes and you've worked your ass off, you're going to get in. You know, it's about what you put behind the scenes. People that don't put in the work behind the scenes aren't getting in.
Yeah.
People go, oh, they should
I
be,
still
they should
don't
be in.
Know why but, everyone you know, gets so worked up over a Wrestling Hall of Fame that is sometimes
it's a very
just
political
the work.
It still exactly. matters, Wayne. It matters to people. It matters to them. It matters to us.
You know, Macho Man's going in, and people wanted that for years.
Yeah, Macho Man.
It's basically
that's the one stigma that they've had to address. They've had to address that.
Being honored by the biggest wrestling company in the world.
It really is. It really is.
There's so many wrestlers out there that we can all point to and say that person deserves to go into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Rikishi is one of the ones that I'm glad they're doing it now instead of after he dies, because there's a lot of wrestlers that are going to die before they get into that Hall of Fame. He's one of the ones that, because he entertained me during my adolescence so much, that I'm glad to see him go in while he's still alive to accept that award.
I agree with that.
Where's Marty Jannetty? Why ain't he in? Come on. Marty Jannetty for Hall of Fame. That's what I'm saying.
All right.
Hold on. Why? Why Marty Jannetty? And the thing I want to throw before you answer that, Ant, is the thing about, because fucking Devil Van wants to move on. I didn't really get a comment on this.
Yep.
The whole thing, because he wants to go to bed, I'm so tired.
Yep.
Even though Wayne's up at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Yep, I don't care about Wayne.
one thing about Rikishi going in, like, compared to all these people, like, there's all that hoopla that people throw out. Sometimes your credentials is much bigger than, like, it's not like any other sports Hall of Fame to where, you know, you have to have these high accolades. Sometimes in wrestling, it's maybe your longevity or the fact that I look at Rikishi, he did a lot in his career without really doing anything.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I completely agree. I completely concur with that.
Definitely. That earns you a spot in the Hall of Fame, or just in general because of the longevity.
Yeah, just being a fucking company man does.
No,
do
I agree. Yeah. I absolutely agree with. I mean, this is the same thing.
Maybe
like
fucking
Kane,
Barry Horowitz should be in the Hall of Fame.
Absolutely, the last five.
Actually, yes.
The last
him
five
and,
ten.
The guy who plays Brooklyn Brawler.
The last five to 10 years.
Yeah.
The last 5 years, Kane's barely done shit for fucking WWE, but he's been the mainstay. He's been there every day. I mean, they even talk about it. He takes vacations, and he doesn't go on vacations. He just sticks around and fucking keeps traveling with them.
Yeah. I'd love to see Barry Horowitz in the Hall of Fame. I really would.
We'll see.
Shalom.
I still think Nash is going to be next, but whatever.
Fukushi.
I think the whole NWO will be next.
Yeah,
that was one of my thoughts, too.
Yeah, yeah. Wayne, we got any more?
No, I just will say, Kat, you suck for not sending an email.
Where's Kata's bleach drinking special?
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know
after I talked so much shit about that motherfucker.
I don't know. Yeah, you talked a lot of shit about him last week, too.
Well,
man,
I do the same thing online all the time now.
Jesus Christ. Wayne, best of the week, man.
Yeah. Wow. I totally agree.
Okay.
Literally. That was literally my best of the week.
Literally.
Literally.
Strawberry jam.
You guys will find that out later. DRG, best of the week.
I won't.
I got it split. No, you won't. Spud jumping off the top of the lockdown cage and doing that plancha was amazing, but also Alberto El Patron closing out Lucha Underground. Those two moments were the best of the week for me.
Is he back, and is he like 100% wrestling? He's back to his normal self. He's not placating anything.
If you would have watched Lucha Underground, you would have saw that at the end
of
the episode,
the channel, dude.
He knocked on Dario Cueto's door and opened it up and said, "El Patron is here," and that was it. So we don't know what he's doing. We just know that El Patron closed the show and was amazing. Yeah. Good segment.
All right, cool, awesome. I just wanted to make sure he's back up and running. They're getting. My main thing is they're getting their money's worth. They're not.
Hey, you know a good way to do that
time.
Is to watch the show.
I don't get the fucking channel, dear. I already told you that.
Yeah,
I don't fucking channel. They don't come.
I can
they
show
don't...
y'all a way that is even supported by
it's,
the commentators,
the internet
on
I don't have
the show, telling you to go do this. The people on the show are telling you look this up on Daily Motion if
they
you
are.
Don't get, you know.
They actually say that on commentary.
Katie, the first lady, best of the week.
The main event was cool from Raw. I like I said before, I like the dynamic between Roman Reigns and Daniel Bryan. I think they have good chemistry, and I'm excited to see their match.
Aren't you tired of an opening segment, though? The fucking the same old shit, the opening.
Well, that's why I said I like the main event. I didn't say the opening segment.
I was just checking. Okay.
Hey, you got to remember, Vamp doesn't listen to what you're saying. He's just talking about what he thinks he wants to talk about. Watch, I'm going to get kicked off.
Somebody's
tired. Yep, he got kicked off. Andy Vigilani.
Yeah, I'm just happy that we're now on 6 hours 46 minutes talking to Devil Vamp. So you can imagine
how
my brain's handling right now. Like I've been saying over the last 3 weeks, I'm just happy that I'm watching wrestling, to be honest. I'm nothing to complain on. Nothing to complain on.
Glad
nothing to improve on. I'm just happy. I'm just happy to be watching the product. And I'm actually looking forward to Fastlane to see what we can progress from Fastlane towards WrestleMania. So
and I'm glad the fact you changed your picture to a female. Biohazard, best of the week.
My best of the week would be Finn Balor versus Hideo Itami at NXT. Oh,
so good.
That match was amazing.
Oh, he's back.
Yeah, he's back.
I was also going to point out that when Velvet Sky came to the back at TNA, she was like, "Oh no, he got me fired." And when Angelina hugged her and was like, "I'm sorry to hear that," she was smiling about it.
I'm glad they touched on it.
Yeah,
I'm glad they touched on it because everybody was saying, "Oh, well, Angelina's just acting like nothing happened." Well, at least they explained it now.
Yeah.
Women will be women, right, Katie?
Damn right.
Backstabbing. Heavy set, best of the week.
Oh, Katie.
That was definitely not my best of the week. it's a two-parter. A, the fact that I don't have to fucking edit this fucking show up. And hear
sure
people
Kata
ask, where's Deuce DMP? And Andy Anderson, thank you for turning into Kata this week and tweeting me, what's
Andy,
the whereabouts
you.
On
Andy, we
DSG
love you.
DMP? I literally
keep tweeting.
Wrote that yet.
Keep tweeting, Andy. We love you. Keep tweeting. We love you.
Shameless promoting. It works.
No.
Nichols, ass.
You tweet Devil Vamp. Don't tweet me. I almost could have been a complete real dick, but I could have been a Seth Rollins at that point. my best of the week, because since we didn't do what's on, is I went back and watched some old Owen Hart footage. Motherfucker, do I miss Owen Hart.
Yeah.
Some of his, like, one, there's moments I don't remember, or I don't remember as well. One was some point after Brett left, and he was having a feud with DX.
Yes.
And
yes.
When he was coming out of the crowd and like his promo, I do not remember the crowd being behind him like they were.
I do.
But
yeah,
I was like going back and watching, I'm like, fuck, they could have turned him into a legit main eventer at that point.
I remember a lot of Owen, I don't remember a lot of him with the bulldog or anything. I remember like vignettes with him with the bulldog, but I remember
the blue blazer. Yay!
Yeah. remember him being by himself a lot. I remember him being against Brett a lot, but I think I skipped like a whole year where he was with the Bulldog. He was getting all the slammies a lot. Like, I guess,
well, he was a two-time Slammy Award winner.
Yeah, two-time Slammy Award winner. Man, I miss
the,
it.
The
I
mean, blue blazer really gimmick killed him, heavy. Literally.
And then when everybody talks
too
about
soon?
Him, man. Everybody fucking talks about him. About how funny he was and how he would just go in and just either do amazing work in the ring or just stink the joint up. It's quote unquote Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Also, I was just like going through just random videos for Owen. I caught a video of Val Venus. I don't know how old this was, him talking about it.
That's hello, ladies.
Yeah, I'm gonna
keep drinking, Wayne. I mean, Aunt, whatever, yeah, whatever, exactly. You're pushing. Even though I was saying that just pissed you off. Val Venus told this story like of the ribs that he used to pull. I want to try to find as many rib stories about Owen that I can find. And it was this particular one. He was explaining that it was him and a bunch of other people that were waiting in line at a hotel to get checked in. And all these fans were, you know, obviously around them. Hey, can I get this autograph? And he's like, yeah. Him and obviously everybody else, you know, they're signing autographs left and right. And he was like, there was this like guy with like black hair, like long black hair and all this stuff. He came up with like a huge stack of 8x10s, and was like, here, can you sign these? And you know, he was obviously like how a lot of us are like, no, it's one thing to sign like something like one thing, but to sign like that much stuff, obviously you're gonna sell it, make money off it. No, fuck you. And he was explaining that he was only supposed to get like a small amount of sleep. Well, like the guy had left. They checked in. He was going to sleep. He only, like I said, he's only going to get a couple hours. He says, right as he was about to fall asleep, his phone rings, and the dude was on the line saying like, "Oh, you said you're going to come down and sign these 8x10s." Blah blah blah. He's like, "Ah, no, I'm not fucking signing those." Hung up the phone. Went to lay back, lay down. A couple minutes later, calls again. And I don't remember the exact quote, but he was like talking so much shit to him, and fucking Val Venus was like, fuck it. He runs down, starts looking for the dude, and over at the bar was Owen and Jeff Jarrett. And they asked, like, have you seen anybody, a guy down here with a stack of 8x10s? They're like, there was like a long haired guy that just here. He just ran out the door. Fucking Val Venus darted out the door, couldn't find him. Here's the kicker to the story. He said, a long while later, he was about to do a radio interview with Edge. And this is obviously when Owen was still alive. Mm. All of a sudden, just before they're about to go on, Edge was like, yeah, do you remember when we were at that one city and that like long-haired guy came up and talked to you about the autographs? He was like, yeah, yeah. He was like, well, that was real, but like the phone calls? That was Owen. and he had said that Owen had like text Edge to like finally tell him. He remembers, like, yeah, Owen was right behind me when the guy came up and asked for autographs. So it was Owen pulling this rib and fucking with him as he's about to go to sleep. And I want to find more stories like that.
That's awesome.
Well, you gotta watch that.
I read a WWE thing saying the top 20 like Rips. WWE pranks of all time.
Right.
And literally 16 of the 20 were Owen Hart. Pranks.
I'm not surprised at that at all.
The guy was just a fucking nutcase. He was amazing.
Wayne, what's your best of the week?
I still didn't think of one.
Best of the week will be him sleeping.
Oh my god, Wayne, you make me cry
that
so much.
That sounds wonderful.
I'm
just, my best of the week is being on here with you lot.
Oh, you're such a liar. Yeah, thank
you're
you,
you're so full of crap.
Thank you, Katie. Anybody else want to say shit to Wayne before we hang up?
What's a cop out?
Yeah, he needs some knee pads for Christmas.
I don't, because I'm already the perfect height.
You can follow. You can
ribbed himself.
You can follow Wayne. You can follow Wayne at Wayne is unemployed. DRG, where you at?
At MRDRG underscore WIR.
Katie the First Lady.
At Katie the First Lady. Shout out to Blue Kazoo 512 Alyssa. She met Shawn Michaels today and got his new book signed.
Fucking hell.
Fuck you.
I knew that was coming. And the Vigilante.
I'm at Katie the First Lady's first time lover. So
take a cold shower, please.
No, you don't want them to take a cold shower. Cold
You'd
shower
love
just
they
multiply.
Cold shower.
Yeah, cold showers just make it better, Katie.
Cold shower with me?
Yeah. before this turns into sexual harassment, I have to sue Aunt.
You're
going to
sue Ant for sexual harassment?
Yeah, I have to.
I don't know where to go with that, so.
Biohazard.
At the Biohazard King.
Heavy set.
No, Chevy.
At the Anything Goes.
At the Anything Goes. Also, I am there as well, sending Heavy Set the most inappropriate tweets for FTW, Cucumber, and all included. You can find us at DSJNP.com. That is a website we are working on. It is up right now. Please give us feedback. We'd greatly appreciate it. DSJNP.com at gmail.com. DSJNPCOM on Twitter. I am Devil Vamp. I am always your most heinous host. Have a great week.
No, you're not, because you're not always here.
Thank you.